to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Last night, we looked briefly at the different responses people make to the many religions on offer in the world. Some avoid the issue altogether, thinking it's all too complicated. Others say all religions are equally true, a pretty hard argument to sustain once you start studying the religions. Still others reject all religions, claiming it's arrogant to think that mere humans could work out by guesswork what God is like. I kind of agree with this third approach, except that it doesn't factor in the possibility that God could reveal himself to us. Sure, guessing after God might be useless, but what if the Creator himself has offered us a revelation of himself? I'll explain what I mean. Right now, try and guess what my father looked like. Now, he died when I was young, so you might want to think of him in his 30s. Now, I suppose you could make a few intelligent guesses. If you knew me, you could work out he probably wasn't the tallest man in the world, and that he probably had dark brown hair. Beyond this, you'd find it extremely difficult to come up with any clear, accurate description of my father. But if I gave you a photograph of my dad, you wouldn't need to speculate. The photo reveals him. This is what I mean by a revelation, something which tells us about God so that we don't have to speculate. The question then is, has God ever personally revealed himself? Where is this photo? Muhammad, Buddha, Moses, Guru Nanak, Confucius, and many other great founders of religions were undoubtedly amazing people. They had insight, leadership skills, and brought inspiration to thousands of their followers. But none of them ever claimed personally to reveal God. None of them said, "Look at me and you'll see God." There's one exception. Jesus. Now, before you say, "Of course you think Jesus personally revealed God, you're a Christian," let me make one thing clear. Some people think that Christians have to believe in Jesus because they're Christians. But that's like saying that doctors only believe in medicine because they're doctors. It's actually the other way around. Doctors become doctors because they're convinced about the value and effectiveness of medicine. In a similar way, I'm a Christian because I was first convinced about Jesus. Let me get back to my point. Probably the most outrageous claim Jesus made was that he was the photo of God. One of his followers once asked him to reveal God to them, and this is what Jesus said in reply. This is John chapter 14, verse 9. "Philip, I have been with you for a long time. Don't you know who I am? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. How can you ask me to show you the Father?" I'm sure you see the point of this. Intelligent, artistic guesses about God, whether based on life experience or religious tradition, are still guesses. The claim of Christianity, though, is that Jesus is to God what a photo is to my father. The revelation to end the speculation. He said, "If you have seen me, you have seen God the Father." Through his life, teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection, we see God. This claim is utterly unique, not only in content, but also in the manner in which it's come to us. The wisdom of the Hindu Upanishads is said to have been revealed by the creator god Brahma to Manu, the first man. The insights of the Buddhist Tripitaka are said to have been perceived by the Buddha at the moment of his enlightenment. The words of the Quran are said to have been dictated by an angel, Gabriel, directly to Muhammad. The details of Christ's life, though, have come to us not through a mystical vision of a single enlightened one, nor through a divine dictation now transcribed in a holy book. Christ's life took place in public. The life, teaching, miracles, death, resurrection of Jesus were reported by at least 15 separate sources, and only half of them are Christian sources. The news about Christ has come to us through historical record, which is why you can come to the ancient history department of Macquarie Uni, for instance, and do an undergraduate course on New Testament history, a master's course on the historical Jesus, or a PhD on the sources in the Gospels. My point is this. In just one faith will you find the claim that the God of our hunches has made himself known in person. And in just one faith are the central claims revealed in a tangible way through historical event and report. Personally, I can't bring myself to avoid, accept, or reject all religions. If God has a photo, I want to see it. I want to know him, respect him, do what pleases him. Last night I asked you to imagine several blind children climbing over an elephant, arguing about what they'd stumbled across. Is it a rope? Is it a tree trunk? And so on. This is actually a famous Indian parable, and it is sometimes told to argue that religion is simply a guessing game in which we all just have opinions. But although each child had an opinion, the fact of the matter still stands. It wasn't a rope. It wasn't a tree trunk. It wasn't a couple of banana leaves. It was an elephant. The real point of the story is easily overlooked. Regardless of what each child thought about the matter, truth was truth. It simply took a broader vision to see it. The Christian says that Christ has given this broader vision in his own life, death, and resurrection. I know Christians are often criticized for being arrogant and self-righteous when they say this, and unfortunately they sometimes are. But in fact, Christians don't really declare that they are completely right and everyone else is completely wrong. They simply honestly answer about what they see in Christ. They've been shown God's photo. They've seen God's elephant, so to speak. His name is Jesus.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.